Blog Talk Radio.
I always get this little intro going on the show, and so, yep, yes, away music. Somehow the music causes me not to be able to hear people. So if you can hear me, if you're in the chat room, good. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like this cool thing with the music, and it cuts out the volume for a while, and I think I'm back. So if you can hear me, let me know. Hello, friends. How's everybody today? So the lead up to the show is, you know, I do soul readings, and I do a bunch of things, and I do videos, and oh, yes, yeah, I'm on YouTube, and I'm going to expand that a bit more. You know, mostly channeled videos about, well, audio presentation about what Spirit has to say and whatever the topic of for the world is. So I have a couple callers. How cool is that? So I'll be with you in a second. Let me set up the show because you know where I'm coming from. A soul whisper is really kind of like what your soul would want you to be doing. Not necessarily predictions of this is going to happen in your life, whatever, in the future, but more about, and I use the analogy of getting back on the path, your life path, and what you might be able to do to get back on your life path. You know, I did psychic stuff for years and years and years and years, and as I kind of migrated into the law of attraction, I realized that we create our own world. We co-create our future. And so I have an article about staying positive, and co-creating is staying positive, isn't it? I had this cool insight the other day, and I have to share this again because I shared it once, and I'll share it again. I was laying in bed after I took my dog out, came back in, and I was thinking about, my goals, what I want to manifest in my life, you know, money, relationships, and all that fun stuff. Then it hit me, no, that's not it. What you want to bring into your life is happiness. Just being happy. And happy is an internal thing. It's not an external thing. It's not the stuff you get and the places you go and all that stuff. That's just kind of like the icing on the cake. But true happiness is an internal feeling of peace and serenity and divine love. So that was my goal. So that I set myself, that's my goal, is to not let negative emotions and negative thoughts get in my way of being happy. Because there have been some people in the world who live in some really horrible conditions that are basically happy. Because they don't live in negative emotions. They live in positive emotions. They stay in the moment. They don't dwell on the past. They don't look into the future necessarily. They might have goals for the future, but they don't live in the future. Oh, the future, what's it going to be? So I'll take some callers so you kind of know where I'm coming from. It's all about living in the moment, being positive. And hopefully I can inspire you. That's part of my goal here, is to inspire you to this place of happiness somehow, some way. So let me take a couple calls, and then I have some articles. I have some articles about, these are from beliefnet.com. One is about the 9 benefits of positive thinking. Now that's a cool article, right? And the other one is for women and for men. It's about 8 ways we nag our husbands and don't even know it. It could be boyfriends, husbands. And it can go either way. I mean, they use the word wives nagging husbands or women nagging men. But it can go either way. It isn't necessarily one gender to the other. It can flip back and forth. So that was an interesting thought of how we can get on each other's nerves. They use the word nag, but it's really just kind of putting the wrong energy into our relationship. It's all about. And along with that, it seems like I find articles every day to look at, and from various sources. And it seems like the articles kind of have a theme to them as I look them up. And this one is 7 reasons why people stay in unhealthy relationships. And I'll go through some of these, and depending on the callers and so forth and so on. And then there's another one I really we talk about health a lot. I talk a lot about health because I've had some health issues that I've dealt with and dealing with, and diet and all that fun stuff. Diet as in health diet, not necessarily to lose weight, but they go hand in hand. And it's slideshow about, it's from WebMD, surprising sources of hidden sugar. You know, sugar, and let's just use the word unrefined, you know, sugar in our diet. Can, if an excessive amount of sugar can lead to type 2 diabetes. you know, that whole gaining weight, all that fun stuff. So it's an interesting article. Maybe that will close the show with that a little bit. I don't want to depress you for the weekend too much about,
I'm going to eat all that this weekend. No, don't do that to me.
Right? Don't do that to me. So let me take a call or two. We'll get into some of the articles. And if you're in the chat room, if there's an article that seems to strike your interest of the ones I mentioned, I'll cover those first. It's about sugar and the hidden places of sugar and the benefits of positive and the 8 ways that people nag each other or get on each other's nerves. And 7 reasons why we don't leave a relationship. I could probably quote those without even reading it to you, but we won't go there. So let me take a call. It's interesting. One's a 718 area code, and I'll take that first. And then a 786. So hang in there. You just kind of, unless somebody else had called it a minute ago. Well, that's the way life is sometimes. Hello.
Hey, how life you doing?
Life in the fast lane, right? Or the slow lane. Sometimes it's good to be in the middle lane. And the Buddhists would say, stay in the middle lane. Don't get in the fast lane or the slow lane. Stay in the middle lane, you know? That way you're not going to get a ticket or run over necessarily. Okay. So who am I speaking to and what's going on with you today?
This is Tony, calling from New York. And, I was intrigued to get some perspective on life purpose.
Ooh, you don't know it?
I think I know it.
What do you think it is? What do you think it is? And I'll see if Spirit agrees with you on that.
I think it's using my creativity to.
Yeah, it is creativity. I heard the word creativity or being creative. So it's a form of creativity. Okay, yes. Keep going.
Yeah, I think one of my purposes are to kind of like reach children. And
you said reach children. That's interesting because I get some kind of energy around you, and you can tell me I'm way off on this, but I get this energy around you that you like to entertain people. I'm not saying that you play a specific instrument per se, but or you know, sing or whatever, but you like to entertain, right?
Correct.
You like to be the show. But however you do that, right?
Right.
And it feels like you can engage children because you can speak to them at their level. You're not condescending,
right?
And you're not speaking down to them. You like to play, basically. You're a kid. Hard, right?
Right.
And it feels like, I learned a long time ago that laughter and humor and all that sort of thing is probably one of the best ways to teach people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because people listen, you know. You listen and you're laughing, you're really paying attention to something versus, you know, somebody preaching at you. It's like, no, just shut up there. No, but I sense that you're using humor and using value life lessons for children, yes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is odd, and I see this, and I'm not sure if I'm on the right person or not. Do you do some kind of physical therapy or teach it or do something with it?
No. I mean,
I see body movement. Body movement of some kind. Do you dance?
No, I don't. I don't dance.
So you don't do any kind of body movement. You don't work with bodies. Well, with children, you got to work with bodies. You got to keep them moving because, you know, they can't sit still more than 3 minutes usually, right?
Right, so I guess that's where, like, I guess drama would come in.
Yeah, okay, drama. Yeah, there's movement. I see body movement, okay? Some kind of body movement. Maybe that's what I'm seeing, but I see people moving, like, you know, like dance or move or on a stage of some kind. So that's what you're going to teach children to do?
Well, yeah, one of the things I've done was write for theater.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
But so you want to do children's theater?
Not exactly. Like with children, I mean, like, you know, I could if I went to classroom or something like that. I worked with children with theater before, but I guess my primary passion was kind of like writing children's stories and kind of like reaching them through that.
Right. But I see that being presented to children in somehow, some way. Okay.
Yes.
not just in a book where they sit down at home and read. It's actually given to them, presented to them in more of a situation, you know, whether it be, you know, from stage or from reading to them or something like that, versus just them taking the book home and their parents reading to them.
Right, right. I would love to make it more interactive, correct.
Right. So, you're on purpose. What's wrong with that?
No, well, that's what I'd like to do. I mean, I wasn't.
Well, why not? Is that what you're passionate about, right? Okay, here's what I hear for you, and this is typical of everyone. If you have a passion and something you want to do, that you can't push it away, right? It's not something that just doesn't go away. It stays in your mind and comes up every once in a while. And you try to do other things and it comes back, right?
Right.
Set a goal. You know, in the law of attraction and trying to manifest things in your life, the key is really kind of turning the how part over to the universe or God or whatever word you use there and saying, okay, this is my goal, God, or universe. This is my goal. I want to do this for children. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm really passionate about doing this. And just turn it over, offer it to the universe and say, okay, this is what I want to do. Now show me the way. Show me the how part. And you'll get it. It's a step process. It's not overnight. Boom, they give you a thing and you write a book and, you know, you're famous. But it'll happen for you. Okay?
Okay.
But you got to turn it over.
Is it just that simple? Just set a goal?
You have to have a goal. And then turning it over means you also have to be aware of those, the synchronicities, the signs, the indicators that come into your life that you go, aha, that's it. Waiting for those ahas. I got it. I know what I'm supposed to do next. Or, the line I always use is the side of the bus gives you a thing and you go, oh, okay, I get it. Okay?
Okay.
Or you see children and you see them doing something and you get this inspiration for a story and you go, aha, that's what I'm supposed to write.
Okay.
Or a lesson or a moral that you want to teach children, right, about life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you need to talk about bullying. And that's very common, but it's still very strong in our society. Children need to be taught a little bit about the effects of bullying. What it does to
I actually wrote a couple of stories in regard to bullying.
Well, maybe you need to take that and present it to them and demonstrate it in more of a dramatic way.
Okay.
Because to read it in a story is one thing, but to see it played out, okay, is a whole different dynamic to it. You got it?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. I got other callers. But, yeah, you're on the right path. You just keep going.
All right.
And the universe will show you, God will show you the steps. But I just gave you some ideas I got. And I think that taking the bullying thing and really demonstrating it in some way children, you know, either in theater or groups or something, is really, it makes more of an impact than just trying to read a story about it. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, they try to teach bullying. I mean, yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever been bullied in their life. I was. I was in high school, believe it or not. I was bullied. I'm a little person, you know, I'm about 5'5". I like to say I'm 5'6", but I'm probably a little under 5'6". I'm on my tippy toes, right? But, so, there were kids bigger than me, even in high school, that bullied me. But I always made friends. I had a good friend in high school who was like he was a shot putter. He was like 6'2", 250, you know, this monster, right? He was my friend. So I always make friends with the monsters. The big kids, you know, that are, like, nice. The gentle giants. Make friends with the gentle giants. I remember one time this kid was bullying me. He was obnoxious. It was in biology or chemistry or some class. I don't even know why he was in there. But my friend, you know, saw what was going on, and he walked up to him and said, okay, why don't you just try picking on somebody your own size? Thank you. Thank you, God. You know, it's like, thank you, God. Okay, I have a couple of other callers. Let me take a call. And so, yeah, bullying. Make friends with the big people, the gentle giants of the world. It's not always possible. But there's a way of standing up to bullies. Yeah, this person was I had my experience with bowling. It was not, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant. Oops, let me take this. Oh, come on. You're going to work for me here? Okay.
Hello. Hello, George. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking to?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Eduardo.
Eduardo? How are you today, Bill?
Doing great.
What's going on in your life?
I guess I'm starting a new project. I'm trying to finish a new one. No, I'm going to finish a project that I've been working on for some time, and then I'm starting a new one.
Are they dovetailing together?
I'm sorry?
Does one lead to the other? Does one go transition to the other one?
Not really. They're technology-based, but they're in different fields.
Okay. Yeah, but so it still has the general same feel that one. It feels like one grows as you're growing, the next one grows out of your growing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
So what's going on? How can I help you, or can I help you? I don't know if I can help you or not today.
Well, I wanted to get just a general. I liked your idea of soul reading, so
okay.
I'm open to see what comes to you.
Well, most of the time, soul readings are really just kind of your higher self, your soul telling you, okay, are you on track or you're off track? Maybe you need to lose this or do that. You know, I really get the feeling of you that you do believe in yourself, but I get the word doubt around you. Doubt, okay? So
okay.
There seems to be a certain level of doubt that you need to put away, get rid of, okay? Do you have people? Do you have people around you that doubt you? Because I'm feeling the energy of maybe somebody. They're not as strong supporters for you. Okay.
Okay.
You need a muse. You need somebody to champion you. I mean, just a friend, somebody that just really believes in you. Okay.
Okay.
Your soul needs encouragement, basically. But you need to be encouraged. Your ego gets a little bent at times, if I can use that expression. Do you know what I mean by that? I don't know what I mean by that, but that's what I hear. You get upset, okay?
Yeah.
You question and doubt things because somebody says something or something's not going the way it's supposed to be going. It's just like, get past it. It's okay. It's okay. You'll get there. You'll absolutely get there, okay?
Okay.
Self-belief is really important for you. You have you got too many balls in the air. The juggler with too many balls in the air.
Yeah.
So I saw the balls in the air and I thought, maybe he's got too many balls. Maybe you need to put one of the balls away for a while.
Okay. Well, I'm doing work things and I'm also doing personal things, you know, that I like, that I enjoy. They do take time as well, you know.
Yeah, but the emphasis is on the personal things. I mean, work is money, but the personal things seem to be more important to you.
Yeah.
So the juggling would be to prioritize the personal things. Does that make sense?
So I need to prioritize the personal things?
Yeah. What's the number one thing you want to do right now other than work? What is the number one thing you want to do? You want to finish the project, right?
Yeah.
So put your emphasis on finishing the project, and don't worry about the next one until you're finished.
Well, the problem is I can't do that much, and I'm waiting on some developers, so I can't do that much in that respect yet.
Okay.
And then on the new project, I've got to find the right developers to work on this project. So hopefully... I think I found somebody. I have a meeting next week.
Successful, but it's a matter of prioritizing and focus, okay? Too many balls in the air. Okay? And it's not necessarily balls in the air as in doing things, like physically doing things. It's mental balls in the air. Okay?
Okay.
Trying to do too much in your mind, in your head, and just focusing on one at a time. You know, prioritize. You know, they talk about multitasking. Actually, we can't as humans multitask. That's a lie. You know that? The brain doesn't do that. The brain has to focus on one thing, and then you switch to something else really fast, we call that multitasking. So it really is the brain needs to focus on one thing at a time. And so that's prioritizing. I'm going to give you this much time for this and this much time for that, and it works better for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what I've been trying to do. Okay, this morning I'm going to set up time for this project. Before I wasn't doing that. I was just mixing with stuff.
Right. No, that doesn't work. You got to prioritize.
So now I'm like, okay, this morning I'm going to focus on this project, and this afternoon I'll do this, you know, and I will
very
mix
good.
That.
That's where we're getting to. That's the whole what I'm trying to get for you is that whole thing of too many balls trying to do all of them at one time where you just need that one ball and kind of play with it for a while and then go and play with the other ball later. Okay?
Okay,
cool. You get it. You'll get there. Absolutely, positively. You have too much talent not to.
Thank you.
You know that. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you'll get there. Take care.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Thank you, George.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I keep seeing Spirit, and I'm reading him, and the Spirit was reading the soul. It's not me. I'm delving into his soul so much, but it's about Spirit showing me about people and what their intention is or what they want. So when I see this juggling, I'm going, what does they mean by juggling? What does the Spirit want? You talk about juggling and prioritizing. So we get there. I'm not always clear exactly what they want to talk about. And sometimes it's easier if you start to talk about something because then you get more of a sense of what they want to hear or what Spirit or the soul wants them to know by getting it out of them. I can give you answers, but it's almost sometimes it's about dragging the answers out of you. Now that's how a therapist works. I'm not a therapist. No. I'm a channel. I'm an empath. And the soul thing's basically from being an empath. I did some medical intuitive things in the past and stuff like that. But I like this. So let me take another call. You guys are fun. Thank you. I appreciate your calling. And what else do I have to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about smart. Nobody asked me what article they wanted to cover after this.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, who am I speaking? Hi, who am I speaking to?
Sherelle. Sherelle.
Do you sing?
Yes.
Oh, I'm serious.
Do I sing?
Seriously. Yeah, do you sing? Do you like
no.
to sing? You don't like to sing?
Sometimes I just first started singing, but that's
well,
not...
that's what I mean. I don't mean you professionally sing.
Oh.
You just like to sing.
Oh.
Are you,
oh, yeah.
You're in a woman's singing group, you know, like whatever, right? No, I'm not saying that. But you like to sing.
Yes.
You sing in the shower, right, and in the car. You're all alone in the car, and you're singing away, right? You're not just lip singing.
No, how you know?
Okay. Don't know. I just know. So what's going on with you today? I don't know.
You take that up right away. I don't know. Okay. I was wondering, would I ever hear from a guy named Sam and has something about me at this current moment because we got into a conversation?
You gotta slow down. Slow down a little bit. Whoa! I didn't hear that. Okay, slow down. You ever gonna hear from somebody? What's their name again?
Yes, I was wondering if I'm going to hear from a guy named Sam ever again because we got into a conversation like a couple of weeks ago, and I decided to call him, but he told me not to call him anymore. So
that's
I wonder how he's feeling.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Sucks, huh?
I'm sick.
So, that's
not
good. You really kind of like this. You started to like this person, huh?
Yeah, I did once before.
But you want to hear from him. I hate predictions because predictions are basically trying to get into see if somebody else wants to be, if their soul wants to be with your soul. I get the word aloof around him. He's aloof, which means that he's kind of like not there, you know what I mean? So if I was to give you kind of percentage, I'm going to give you like, I hate predictions this way because I don't get a real strong energy of him coming back into your life in the near future. Let me just put it that way, okay? I don't get a really strong energy about him coming back into your life in the near future. It, as I said, aloof means that he's kind of off in his own little world right now, okay? And I get the word excuse. He used whatever he said to you as an excuse to kind of separate from pull away. Okay? People do that. They use it. They come up with excuses. That you offended me. Now I can leave you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels more like an excuse, and it feels like his focus is somewhere else.
Okay.
Maybe another woman. Okay. I don't know if it's another woman, but it's something. His focus is so willing. Now let's look into the broader terms, and I'm this is because in the future,
he's in a relationship.
Do I ever see him coming back into your life in the future, further down the road? And I get yes. Okay, yes, I get somewhere. But don't get too built into that, and don't put your focus on that too much. But yes,
right.
He will come back into your life. And I hate time frame, but it feels like it's before the end of the year. Probably, you know, I get a summer kind of energy around this whole thing, like maybe late summer, summertime energy, but of reconnecting at some level. I wouldn't put a lot of expectation in. I'm not going to try to tell you you're going to fall madly in love and run away someplace far away. I don't get that, okay? But I do get him coming back into your life. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you something else, because this is, you know, this is about the soul. Your soul is really reaching out into the universe. And this is kind of a weird way to put this, but your soul is reaching out into the universe to attract someone. Call it a soulmate. I hate that term, but call it somebody that you really can connect. So you're getting, it's like you've set out this energy and this vibration from you to suck in somebody that's going to be really good for you. Okay? You put your tractor beam, if you remember the old Star Trek things with the tractor beam, and they suck things in, right? Your soul is sending out a tractor beam to pull somebody into your life.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, when you say that, has my ability open, like my strongest gift?
Getting there.
Okay.
Getting there. Fear gets in your way.
Huh? Okay.
Fear.
Oh,
you're
fear,
afraid of using your gift fully. You're afraid that maybe, you know, like whatever, right? So just open up. Just say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right or wrong, I'll do it. Doesn't matter.
I've been dreaming and asking God, and I just did a meditation like 2 minutes ago and how to open my third eye. So
you'll get there, but don't try. Just do it. I don't like the word try. Try means I might fail.
Okay.
Right? Try means I might fail at something. You're not going to fail. You're going to do it. Absolutely.
Okay.
You are going to do it, but just get rid of the fear of what it's supposed to be. It's the fear of expectation of what it's going to be and how much it's going to be that gets in the way of doing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Just do it. You're young enough that you got this whole life ahead of you of developing it, and it changes and it grows and it takes off, grows different whatevers. And you'll get there, and it'll be more amazing a year from now than it is today. And you'll look back, wow, did I grow over the last year? Okay?
Right, exactly.
Good for you. You'll do it. What do you want to do exactly?
Thank you.
What do you want to do?
Well, I work at a hospital, and I'm a patient sitter, and I enjoy helping people.
You're a healer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're a healer. And you're comforting, and you help people, and you like people who are, you don't necessarily like, but you see people who are going through misery of some form, and you like to be very comforting and very healing to those people, okay? And you do it through energy, and if it's hands-on, that's cool, but you don't have to have hands-on because you do it through energy. You just have a calming energy that affects people in a beautiful way, okay? Boom, done.
Oh, I don't know. I do it, though.
You don't have to worry about doing it.
I do it.
You just do it. Don't worry about how to do it. Just ask God, magnify how I do it. Magnify my doing.
Okay.
Just magnify my doing. Because I bet you if you're meeting with somebody, let's say that, it, like what you were saying, after you're done, they feel better.
See, some people do. Like when I have conversations or when I touch them.
Just meditate on intensifying that feeling, intensifying that energy that you're putting out, and however you're going to put it out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Let me give you a guided meditation that you could... you can use that could help you a little bit on this. Okay? Hang in there. This is something you can do, and it's not like, ooh, the inspired thing, but this is good because it's a really good general meditation. When you're in meditation, visualize.
Yes.
You're familiar with your chakras, like the crown chakra, top of your head?
Yeah, the third eye, the sacral, the root chakra.
Well, we're going to start with the crown chakra. That's where it's all going to start. Okay?
Okay.
And I want you, as you're in meditation, to visualize this beautiful light down on your head, the top of your head. And I want you to start feeling it intensifying that light, okay, that beautiful light. And you can feel it as the power of the universe, being blessed with the power of the universe flowing down through you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so... as that power comes down and you feel it coming through the crown chakra, bring it down past your third eye so it opens up your third eye, okay? Boom. Past your third eye and feel it go into your heart region, the heart chakra area, right?
Okay.
Got it? Follow me so far. It's top of the head, past the third eye, it opens up, boing, pops right open, right? And it comes down past the throat and down to the heart region, and it builds there. So you feel this intense, warm, love, energy, amazing energy in your heart region, right?
Yes.
Then when it gets there, and you're around people, send it out from there. Just send it out. Just like you're pushing it out of you from there. Just pushing it out. Sending it from your heart to other people.
Okay.
You're taking this light, this beautiful light, this love energy, this divine God energy, whatever you call it, and you're bringing it down, intensifying your heart, and then whoosh, blasting it out like a wave of wave of healing to other people from your heart region. The people will feel it.
Okay.
Try it.
Okay.
It'll open you up, too. Okay. You'll be like, well, I'm really good person. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you.
It'll
so
give
much
you really a positive
attention.
Energy. It'll be the way to go through that positive energy that you need each day, and it'll burn off all the negativity that might be around you, or those negative thoughts, or those questioning thoughts.
Yes.
It'll help that too. Okay? Do it.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
She even shifted as we talked. I could see that energy coming through her as we shifting, and she shifted a bit. How cool is that, huh? Yes. That's a good meditation for anybody, really, if you want to use a meditation. And that meditation in itself, if you feel that energy coming down through your heart, and apply that to any negative things that are in your life, negative emotions, negative thoughts, let them burn them off. Whoosh, they're gone. Bye. Bye, negative thoughts. Find negative stuff in my life. Okay? Try that. I just came up with that one. That's something I've used, something similar to that. It was intensified to the heart region. So what are we going to do next? Okay? Let's talk about 9 benefits of positive thinking. We're going to do that. Oh, I was going to hold on to the sugar thing. Yeah, let's do that. Let's stay positive. Let's don't get into negative stuff. Okay, this is from BeliefNet.com, and it's 9 benefits of positive thinking. And if you want to call in or if you have any questions in the chat room, please do that. Just if you want to know in the chat room, oh, what's my soul wanting me to know today about me, you can do that too. Okay, so 9 benefits of positive thinking, and I won't get into the intro. You know what that concept is. Positive thinking, I think, by now. Great. Yeah. So, it will relax you and keep you less stressed. Okay. A recent study suggested that positive thinking is positively associated with low stress. The study analyzed college students at the beginning and end of their first semester of college and found that positive thinkers are considerably more relaxed. It makes sense. Think about it. When you're most stressed, it is when you're worrying about worse to come. So positive thinking, and using that meditation kind of thing that I was just talking about, is you're kind of shifting your energy and letting go of those negative emotions and related thoughts. So it's really shifting the thinking positive stuff, things that you love, things that are beautiful in the world. Not everything's bad, right? Not everything. I like this one. It lowers blood pressure. Blood pressure and stress go hand in hand. Oh my goodness, right? Oh my. So if you have high blood pressure, it could be because you're a negative Nancy or negative Bill, whatever you want to call it. A one study suggests that pessimists have higher blood pressure than optimists. You know, that glass half empty, glass half full people, right? Okay? So, just that's an actual health benefit, being thinking positive. But what if you're... No, never mind, we'll go to the what ifs, right? You'll be in less pain, literally. Now, I've read books on this. I've read books of the placebo effect and all these things about the mind over body and how the mind affects the body. So, I could... There's lots of sources. Dr. Joe Dispenza is a good author on that. So, if you want to look up Dr. Joe Dispenza, and don't ask me to spell it right now, if you want... Contact me and I'll give you the spelling. Okay. So you'll be less pain. You'll be in less pain. Literally, there's one thing. There's one in strange. You'll think that those who think negatively would have a higher pain tolerance, since they're more likely to expect pain. But actually, optimists tend to be more able to take pain, according to a recent study. These happy thoughts will make you happy in more ways than one. Nice way of putting it. Basically, positive energy will actually affect your body in a positive way and reduce pain. You're more optimistic about overcoming. You know, people who live in pain, and, oh, I'm miserable and I'm in so much pain. They just compound the pain. It's what you think about. So if you think about minimizing the pain and thinking about other things, thinking about more positive thoughts and more positive things in your life and more positive things you want to do. Because there are people with a lot of miserable situations, you know, you can read about them, that stay positive and it minimizes the pain. And it's mind over body. It affects you all the way down to the cellular level, to the quantum level, okay? And that's not my opinion. I've been reading that about the quantum effects and the cellular effects and how positive energy affects the cells. Positive thinkers are more likely to take care of themselves. This one is another shocker, because you'll think that those who expect the worst are more likely to take precautions. However, according to recent research, those who think of the glass as half full are more likely to stay healthy via methods such as having safer sex, taking vitamins, and eating well. I thought they said having more sex, but no, they said safer sex. Okay, taking vitamins, eating well. So positive attitude. You know, negative thoughts lead to negative actions. That's another way of looking at that. If you have negative thoughts and negative emotions, it's going to lead to negative actions. Positive thoughts, positive thinking, positive emotions will lead to positive actions. It's a sequence. It just works that way, you know. Think positive thoughts, you get positive emotions, and you take positive actions. Think negative thoughts, have negative emotions, and you take negative actions. Self-defeating, self-deprecating thoughts. So change your thoughts to the Church of Religious Science. Now they're called Centers for Spiritual Living. One of the first things I've ever heard a minister say was, change your thoughts, change your world. So change it to a positive thought. And that's not always easy, but you can do it. We can all do it. You'll look younger for longer. I like that. You will look younger for longer. Optimists are much like fine cheeses and wine. Not wine, but wine. Okay. If you think positively, you'll be more likely to age better, according to a study at the University College of London. for University College London. Okay. So, yeah, maybe worry creates more wrinkles, you know. Stress and worry create more wrinkles. So you want to get rid of those wrinkles, right? So, okay, moving right along. I always check with you guys to see if there's anybody that wants to talk to me. You've talked to me, and you're in the chat room. Okay, well, there's a chat room question, and I'm trying to read the chat room question and talk to you. It's like juggling, right? Well, okay. That is a question I can't answer from this perspective of what kind of job work you should be doing. Okay. It's really about, as I hear it for you, it's about what does your heart want you to do? What is your passion in life? Now, don't take passion in life in the narrow perspective, oh, it's just one thing that you have to do, because people change and adapt and do things. It's like when you think about passion in your life and what you want to do, what do you like to do? What skills and abilities do you like to use? If you're a communicator, you love to communicate ideas, and there's so many different ways of communicating ideas. If you're a creative person, there's so many different ways to be creative. You just have to find out what's currently popular or what currently will make you money if you're a creative person. If you're what you would call a person who likes to do things for other people, maybe you're a chef. Maybe you like to work with your hands. Are you good with your hands? Do you like to do things? Maybe you like to cook. Maybe you like to build things. I don't know. You have to look at your particular gifts. What do you like to do? What are you good at? And then go from there to, okay, this, yeah, and there's so many occupations. You know, we used to be back 100-something years ago, there was like 50 occupations in the world, or 100 occupations, or some really small number of occupations. Now we have thousands of things you can do. Really, literally thousands of different types of occupations you can do. Okay? So figure out what your gifts are, what you've been developing, what you love to do, and then go to the occupations that actually are currently, you can actually make money doing that. You don't need a master's degree to make money. You don't. You really don't need a master's degree to make money. There's so many people out there that make money based on using their gifts and talents. And people go, wow, you're really good at that. Okay, so I'm indirectly answering your question, because it really is about you reaching inside yourself and going, okay, I got it. I know what I love to do. Let me find out. Let me go do some research and see where I can use this gift. We have Google. Google. Yeah, you can Google anything, can't you? Just about. Okay. Moving right along. So where was I? I was on an article. Positive thinking. Well, so think positive. Think positive. Oh, positively. Positive thinking keeps your heart strong. Ah, another physical aspect of positive thinking. Optimism is good for the heart, literally. According to the Harvard study, positive thinking can keep your heart healthy and strong. It reduces your risk of cardiovascular disease, no matter your age, weight, or smoking habits. Whoa. So you can overcome some negative stuff in your life by just having a positive attitude. And if you study people that are in your 90s, generally they have a really pretty positive attitude about life. You know, positive outlook. You know, they're staying busy. They're doing stuff, right? So stay positive. Depends on how long you want to live. Okay, and the next one really goes along with that one. You'll live longer. Want a longer life, then start noticing the good in your life. Studies show that being satisfied with your life and feeling positive emotions can cause better health and keep you living longer. You know, it goes back to what I opened up the show with, and my insight, my aha, I got it. You know, as I was talking about having goals and thinking about my goals and thinking about the things I want to manifest, and the aha was, I just want to be happy. whatever I'm doing. I just want to stay in that emotion of happiness. I want to be happy. I want peace, serenity, love in my life, or internal, not external, but internal love. Peace, serenity, and that feeling of loving myself. That's my goal. And I believe if you can get into that state of consciousness, and it really is a state of higher consciousness, higher vibrational state of being, mind vibrations, you can manifest the rest of that stuff, the long life, the material things, the relationships. Because if you have a positive attitude and you're a beautiful person, people are attracted to you. They go, whoa, I want to be around this person. I want this person to rub off on me. They're a beautiful person. They're warm. They're loving. They're kind. They're wow. Try it, okay? And the next one is you're less likely to get sick. Okay? I think this is the last one. I don't know. I think we've counted to 9, haven't we? Keep the doctor away by keeping on the rose-colored glasses. Humor improves immune cell function, helps you ward off illness, and decreases your chance of cancer. And apparently also increases your chance of living after heart disease. It's a cellular thing. Happy cells lead to a happy body. So create happy cells. And be happy. Be positive. Happiness is the key. The next one goes along with what I've been saying. Okay. You'll be more lucky in love. According to recent research, if you're positive and you are more likely to find the man or woman of your dreams. That's what I was just saying. Okay? So, this could be because positive people are more accepting or because they're more likely to concentrate on good in relationship than the bad. But either, Cupid's more likely to visit you if you're focused on the good. You like that? You're going to attract, you know, like attracts like. If you're a positive person, you got a positive attitude, you're going to attract a positive person, a really, really nice person. If you're all negative or grumpy all the time and the world, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Stay away from the evening news. Not really. Stay away from negative people. Oh, the doomsayers. Oh, the world's coming to an end. You know, blah, blah, blah. You got to do this, you got to do. Stay positive. Then you're going to attract positive people in your life. And people love to be around people who are positive and are loving and kind and all that stuff. So if you want to attract a good person, be positive. That's really what it comes down to, right? I know it sounds rather simple, but it really is simple. It really is simple. Just look for the positive. Do your rants of appreciation. Think about all the things that you appreciate, all the little things in your life that you appreciate. Okay, go there. Go to appreciation all the time. Okay? Got it? And it's a simple thing. And happiness is an internal process. It's not external. The stuff you get, the stuff you buy, the stuff you do just is the icing on the cake. Because you can be a miserable person and go to the most beautiful place in the world or get the most beautiful car or the most beautiful home or the most beautiful wife or husband and still be miserable. Right? You've seen that. And you just make that other person miserable, too. And you don't enjoy the vacation, and you don't enjoy the new car, and you're always looking for things wrong with the car, and blah, blah, blah. So be positive. Be in the state of self-love. Okay, we kind of beat that one up, didn't we? We just gotta do it. So what's next? Oh, I said I'd end the show with a little bit about sugar. this is kind of a positive thing. You know what? Okay. First thing they mentioned is pasta sauce. This is from WebMD. It's a slideshow on surprising sources of hidden sugar. Pasta sauces, they taste savory, not sweet. But many pasta sauces have between 6 to 12 grams of sugar per half cup serving. That's the same amount you get from a chocolate chip cookie. That's only a half a cup. Half a cup is not a lot of sauce. You put your pasta out there or whatever, and you pour a little sauce on it, and half a cup is not a lot. Okay. The American Heart Association recommends that women have no more than 100 calories of sugar per day. That's about 6 teaspoons worth. And men have no more than 150 calories, or 9 teaspoons. Too much sugar can lead to extra pounds. That's bad for your health. So, pay attention to your sugar. Pay attention to the jars that you buy. I've, you know, since I was diagnosed with, and I didn't, you know, with high blood pressure and some other things that have been going on in my life, I'm a real label reader, and I don't try to buy processed food very much. I try to go raw. I mean, not raw, but, you know, natural foods, organic foods that I cook, so that they're not in a package. And that's a healthier way to go. I think that's my opinion. You know, some people could live to 95 years old eating bacon and eggs every day. So, but, you know, really, you got to know yourself. Granola bars. Check granola bar labels for ingredients like corn syrup, brown sugar, honey, brown sugar, syrup, dextrose, and fructose. Some have yogurt or chocolate coating or chocolate chips, but you can ramp up the sugars fast. Anything from 8 to 12 grams per serving, instead of eating 1 ounce bar, switch to 1 ounce of granola, about a third of a cup, and the sugar lowers to about 5 grams. They don't mention it here, but, you know, the 100 calories, 150 calories per day, it works out to so many grams per day, and I'd have to do a little measuring thing, but you got to watch them. If I'm recovering, whoa, I kind of lost the mic here from on it. Everything went away, right? You want to keep your grams of sugar under 50 a day. That's a pretty safe number, and it might be even lower, but 50 is like, oops, right? 50 grams, and look this up. What's recommended? Google what's the recommended grams of sugar to eat a day to stay healthy. And I believe it's 50, maybe a little bit more for men. So if you're buying things that have labels and stuff, and what is the gram of, you know, number of grams of sugar on that? And look at per serving. You know, it's like 3 crackers. Like, whoa, wait a minute. I can eat a whole box, 3. Yogurt is full of healthy calcium and protein, but even low-fat flavored yogurt can have 17 to 33 grams of sugar per 8-ounce serving. That's about as much as 2 scoops, 1 cup of chocolate ice cream. When shopping, look for ones that are lower in sugar, or buy it plain and toss in fruit of your choice. Now, if you go with my measurements, if it's 20 grams of sugar in your yogurt, yeah, you're pretty well close to done for the day. No more sugar.
Yep.
Instant oatmeal. Oatmeal has a good rep for being full of healthy fiber, which is true. But many fruit-flavored instant ones have between 10 to 15 grams of sugar per packet. Reduced sugar varies can have closer to 5 or 6 grams per packet. So you want to go with the 5 or 6. But better yet, add apple slices or bananas. I love bananas. Bananas in your oatmeal. How cool is that? And that's less than 1 gram of sugar in a packet. Get some bananas and throw it in there, right? They get into salad dressing, so you have to be careful. You know, I'm not going to get into the whole reading all about the salad dressing and how many grams of sugar, but just pay attention to it, right? So, I mean, 5 to 7 grams in a 2 tablespoons of serving is pretty high. So you want to get it lower. You're going to look for, try to get down to 1 gram, right? Breakfast cereals, well, that's obvious. You still want to be careful about, per serving, what's the number of grams of sugar. Okay, energy drinks, that's a good one, right? You never knew about the energy drinks, right? Most of the drinks say they give you a lift from tons of sugar along with caffeine. Some energy drinks have about 25 grams per 8-ounce serving. How about having some cold water instead is what they suggest. Okay. I like sparkling water. I like lemon water. If you drink coffee on itself, there's no grams of sugar in a coffee unless you add a bunch of sugar to it, right? Okay, packaged fruit, same thing. Packaged fruits, you got to be careful with packaged fruits because of the syrup inside can have up to 39 grams of sugar. Ooh, that's a lot of sugar. So you wonder why people have so much sugar, right? I think I'm almost done here. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going like, ugh. Yeah, this is like, wait a minute. Time out here. And even a little ketchup can do that. You know, ketchup. So you just kind of be careful of the grams of sugar. Be a package reader. Okay? Be more of a package reader. So why am I getting into all this? Do I have a caller? I have a caller. Oh. Okay, I have a couple minutes. And I was into this whole thing about sugar. But, you know, being healthy is really important. It's easier to stay positive when you're healthy. And why create more problems for yourself by what you eat, right? Okay, let me take a call real quick. We're almost done for Friday. Okay, hello.
Hi.
You there? Hi.
Hi. I know. I came in late, so I'm just listening. Sugar, sugar. Oh, boy. I suppose I came in late. I probably didn't hear you tell people that this low-fat thing is high sugar. You know, all those low-fat foods that they tricked women 10 years ago into getting addicted to, it was high sugar.
Yeah, you got to look at the packages. What does it have the side of it? You know, and people eat what they want to eat. And I'm not trying to say people should eat anything particularly. You know your own body, and you know your own tendencies, right? And also,
if you're going to jog, I guess you can have that soda if you're going to jog it off, huh?
Well, still a lot of sugar. It's the chemicals inside there, too. But I think it's really important, too, is thinking about looking at your family history, your family. Does diabetes run in your family? Does heart disease run in your family? Are you genetically have a predisposition for certain things? And if you do, then maybe you need to be careful with that stuff. Because high blood pressure runs in my family. And so I have to be careful. It's like a curse. You know, I don't know. Thanks a lot. You know, thanks a lot, family. Thanks a lot, Mom. Right?
But Wayne Dyer would say, I don't do that.
I don't do high blood pressure. You do?
No, that's what Wayne Dyer would say. I was listening to a Wayne Dyer tape, and he would tell people, and he'd get them mad at him, too. I don't do high blood pressure. Yeah, but when you're getting old, you've got heart arteries. And I don't do high blood pressure. What else do I have to say to you? You don't understand me. I don't do it.
Well, that's a good attitude to have, yeah. But you still have to, you know, it's what you do with your body, too. It has a lot to do with it, right? If you eat a lot,
keep track of your blood pressure.
There's plenty of places
all over town to take your blood pressure. Every store you go into has a monitor.
Not here, but that's okay. Yeah. So
Walmart,
I'll let you go.
CVS.
I'll let you go. I'm almost out of time, but yeah.
You got a good show. I'll come in on time next time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oops, there we go. Oh, today's Thursday, isn't it? I was thinking it's Friday, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I got things to do and people to see. So this is like my end of the week show, and wishing everybody a wonderful weekend. Have a beautiful weekend. Oh, I mentioned, you know, look me up on YouTube if you want to see me the videos. And I'm working on more, and I'm going to try. And it's really information, channeled information from my spirit guides. And some of them are old, and some are new, and there's an old meditation on there. And I'm going to try to add more to YouTube. And the name, well, it's got someone named George. Come on, just look up that. There's only like one of me in the United States. Yeah, I did the history thing. There's only one of me in the United States. So look up George Gomond, G-O-M-O-N-D. It's like go and then Mond. If you want to read, look at my channel. I have some other stuff posted there too, other than myself, a lot of music and Abraham material and things like that. So, offer that to you. Have a beautiful evening, the rest of your day. Yeah, I switched times. I went from 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific Daylight Time to 2, and I think I like this 2 o'clock thing. Get more done, get more clients and stuff in the mornings, and just kind of cruise into the rest of the day from this. So have a beautiful evening. I love you guys. Appreciate you listening to me, and appreciate you being in the chat room. Thank you for staying with me for the hour, for those who come in and out. Thank those who listen to the show. On the archive version of the show. I really appreciate that. I appreciate your support. And if you want to help me financially in some ways, there's a place on my website to just contribute a couple dollars. So, thank you for that. And have a beautiful evening. And thank you. Bye.